Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, how did your Halloween costume get you in trouble at work?
Then we talked to Angelina Jolie, a.k.a. Amber, about the pesky ex-girlfriend that won't go away.
Yeah, she was really excited that you called her Angelina Jolie in this whole situation.
Listen, I'm just trying to get into the headspace, just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we try to make Ring and Next Door notifications spicy.
What's that boom?
What's the deal
with that?
Yeah, exactly. You laugh, you lose, setting the bar stories and a ton more.
Enjoy the Friday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So trick-or-treating may be done.
What do you mean?
According to, well, if you believe social media, I should say, trick-or-treating just isn't cool anymore. I guess the new hype is trunk or treating, which maybe many of you know is, you know, kind of tailgating with candy, right?
Sure.
So the other day I was asking my cousin, I'm like, what are you going to be for Halloween? And he said something like, I'm going to be a bat. But anyways, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Are you excited for trick-or-treating? He then kind of scoffs at me. He's like, no one goes trick-or-treating anymore. He's like, it's trunk-or-treat, not trick-or-treat. I said, no, trick-or-treating, like you go to people's houses. He's like, no, we do trunk-or-treat. But apparently it's lame to trick-or-treat now. And it's cool to trunk or treat. You just go to people's trunks, I guess. I don't even know how that works. And apparently, if you like trick or treating, now you're lame.
Okay. So, you know,
according to one kid.
Right. Yeah.
We're letting one kid ruin trick or treating for the whole group.
That was one video example of some on social media. But yes, yeah. I mean,
I understand the convenience of the trunk or treating, but I feel like the trunk or treating is geared towards toddlers, daycare. You know, that kind of thing. Like the younger set.
We have a trunk or treat event that's coming up next week at Ivy Tech.
It's normally aimed at the littler kids, right? Like maybe wouldn't have the stamina to go the whole neighborhood.
And so, yeah, so it's a parking lot, a bunch of cars pull up, decorate the parking lot, or to decorate their cars.
Yes, we did that when the kids, again, were in daycare.
And hand out the candy, you know, from your car type of thing.
And then they have like a little contest on who was the best trunk or treater, you know, the best decorated trunk.
Did you ever win?
I think we did.
Really? Do you remember what it was for?
What were some of the themes we did? We did some sort of like Finding Nemo theme, I think we did.
I think one of the best trunk or treat themes that we did was... We had, maybe it was like a witch's face or a Frankenstein's face. It was green, but like we had cardboard and it was like a Frankenstein's face. Yeah, I think it was Frankenstein's face, but it was a huge nose.
Yeah.
And the kids had to reach up the nose to get the candy.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And so that it was like, you know,
they liked that.
I would sit in the back and, you know, we had like those jelly sort of like squishy, rubbery balls, and I would like stick that in their hand, and they'd recoil and think that they touched snot.
So you were literally like, were you hiding somewhere and then like working it?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was working it.
That's
impressive. And then they'd stick their hand back in, you know, and I'd like bite it and
like they were touching snot.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah. So anyways, according to those on social media, maybe it's one
kid,
maybe it's someone that
according says, to that
trick or treating's lame. Now look, there are plenty of the neighborhoods that still do some epic trick or treating.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's not in my neighborhood. There's maybe two or three kids that come by the house. I'm not usually home anyways. So anyways.
All your kids are too old to go out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there is a certain age where that kind of goes by the wayside.
Yeah. They've graduated from the going around trick-or-treating sort of thing, so. Let's do a little Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so here's the deal. We're going to introduce you to Melissa calling us from Madison. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi there.
My friend Tasha.
And you said Sasha?
No, just playing.
Wait. Well, okay, so it's Melissa and Sasha or Melissa and Tasha?
Tasha.
Okay, so it's two of you.
Listen, I just put her on the spot. I literally pulled up beside her. She had no clue about this.
You pulled up beside her? Yep. Is she just some rando?
No, I work with her.
Oh, gosh, all right. All right, so it's can't be Kelly. Melissa is calling us from Madison. She's 5'5", has brown hair, is works in hospice, and is currently dating. You're not dating Tasha, right?
No.
Okay, all right, you're just friends.
Correct.
Okay. This is great.
All right. Okay, so it's can't be Kelly. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right than Kelly, you win. If you get less or tie, then you can't beat Kelly, okay?
Okay.
Melissa, are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Let's say bye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, ladies.
Bye. All right. She's leaving. She's headed outside. All right. She is now in the hallway. Here we go. Question number one. Who are the two teams in the 2025 World Series?
Angel Dodgers.
Dodgers.
And the Tornado Blue Jays.
Okay, Kristen Bell skipped a Today Show appearance because of an anniversary post to her husband. Who is her husband?
Zach Shepard.
Crayola said that this color of cerulean is one of the most popular colors of their crayons. What color is cerulean?
Blue? I don't know.
In a new ad for their tequila, this celebrity and his wife make fun of the real-life incident when police found him naked playing the bongos.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. At Miss Grand International, Miss Panama thought she was announced into the top 20, but the host actually said Miss Paraguay. What country is Paraguay in?
I have to plead the fifth on that one, too. Sorry.
Plead the fifth. That's a new one. Kelly, come on in. Kelly, plead the fifth.
Someone's pleading the fifth?
Yeah,
what just
happened? Yeah, Melissa and Tasha, they combined got 2.5 right.
Okay.
Two and a half right. All right, here we go. Question one for Kelly.
All right.
Who are the teams playing in the 2025 World Series?
I've been paying zero attention.
Mm-hmm.
Zero attention.
Okay.
Did they know this one?
They got a. I'm giving them a half a point.
Oh, okay. I will say the Blue Jays.
Yes.
And the. Let's see, the Blue Jays.
We're gonna need an answer, Kelly.
And the Dodgers.
You are a dang liar. That's right.
What?
That's right. The Blue Jays and the Dodgers.
I literally just pulled that out of nowhere.
Melissa,
I didn't even know what was going on.
That is absolute. Melissa, she did not cheat. I am verifying. I'm right in front of her. She didn't cheat.
You saw me struggle.
I did.
Okay.
That was where she got a half a point. She did get the Dodgers, but then you said something like the Tacoma, or you didn't say Toronto.
I almost said like the Yankees or the Cubs or something stupid.
All right,
like
Kristen Bell skipped a Today Show appearance because of an anniversary post to her husband. Who is her husband?
Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard, you both got that right. Crayola said that this color of cerulean is one of the most popular colors of their crayons. What color is cerulean?
I was 8 years old when I learned cerulean, but it sounds like a... brown.
I thought you were going to get it. That you're wrong. It's blue. She got that
really?
Right. Yeah. I thought you were going to go brown. Or I thought you were going to go blue.
I was thinking it's either orange or brown.
No, it's blue.
Of the time of year.
It's blue. Oh. In a new ad for their tequila, this celebrity and his wife make fun of the real life incident when police found him naked playing the bongos.
That would be Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey's correct. At Miss Grand International, Miss Panama thought she was announced into the top 20, but the host had actually said Miss Paraguay. What country is Paraguay in?
Oh, dang it. I thought you were going to say, who's the host or who messed that up? Paraguay? It was not great at geography.
Mm-hmm.
Paraguay. Did you say what country?
Yes.
Paraguay is in?
Melissa pled the fifth on this one. Melissa pled the fifth on this one.
Paraguay. Paraguay sounds like that is in Europe.
And that is South America. You both got
South
that wrong.
America.
All right, so Kelly got
travel
listen.
Much.
Kelly got three right.
Oh, that's one of my worst performances.
Yeah, three right. Melissa, yes. You got 2.5 right. Ooh, unfortunately,
narrow.
That is not enough to beat Kelly. So, Melissa,
man, close
and,
though.
And Tasha, you were great sports, but
everybody was on the struggle bus there. And Now I've learned where Paraguay is. That's the best part of the segment.
That's
the
in South
that
America. Wow. I need you to say, Melissa, hi, this is Melissa, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hi, this is Melissa, and I can't beat Kelly.
Yeah, but you look great doing it.
Oh,
yeah, Tasha, all that. Hey, you know what? You guys were wonderful. Thank you for playing.
That was fun. Played the fifth. I didn't even want to guess. Right. Like, yeah. I don't want to look stupid and say something like Europe.
I know. That's right. Kelly's like, I don't care. I'll say something stupid like Europe. I'm here. I will own the fact that I asked the question incorrectly. Elizabeth Batts rolls in and says, no wonder the poor woman was confused. Yes, she pled the fifth on that question, Elizabeth.
Because she didn't want to sound stupid. I went ahead and put myself out there, walked the plank.
Kelly isn't worried about sounding stupid on the air.
Nope.
If you
every single day when I show up. Hello, on the Davis and Kelly show. They asked 5 questions.
Yes, yeah, another
one
text.
Of the questions
Thank
was
you.
Inaccurate.
Yes.
He asked, what country is Paraguay
know,
in? The answer they gave was South America. South America is
a continent.
Paraguay is a country.
And then Taylor said, it's okay. The girls tried to Google the first question about the World Series and read Toronto as tornado. That is true. Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
as an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, remember... the story a little while ago where like a distant relative of Colonel Sanders decided, you know what, this has gone on too long. I'm going to release this secret recipe for the 11 herbs and spices.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is kind of along that line. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing secret recipes, then you're doing okay. So this is a dude named Carlos. He stole a couple cookbooks from the place he worked. It was a Venezuelan restaurant.
Well, that's not good.
No. So he also works at a sandwich and smoothie shop. So they don't sell Venezuelan food at the sandwich and smoothie shop, so it's kind of unclear what he was planning to do with the cookbooks. But it sounds like these cookbooks weren't just like sheets that, you know, were widely distributed. It sounds like they were secret recipes.
Well, yes. For a restaurant.
And so Carlos, this guy decided, you know what? I need this. And was then charged with theft of trade secrets. Decided to make a full confession. Ooh. And apparently this is a felony.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he could land 5 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
For doing this. So,
oh, that's aggressive.
So now I think back to when I worked at this sandwich shop and we had the recipe book and it was on a spreadsheet. And so I had someone send me the spreadsheet when I quit.
Did you ask them to do a felony?
I apparently did.
OMG.
Unbeknownst to me, I was like, hey, send me those recipes. You know, they're good stuff. I didn't distribute them and make things commercially for myself. I just,
sure,
you know, at my own home would make some of those items that that we used to sell. But yeah, apparently that's a felony. So
a couple motivations. Maybe he's just thinking, I really like that restaurant, the dishes that they make.
But I'm going to make... to impress women.
I want to do that at home because maybe it's too expensive to keep eating there. Or at the sandwich shop, he's trying to be like, listen, I'm going to get employee of the month by doing this. Let's introduce some sandwiches, right? Or let's introduce doing some food. I've got some great recipes we can try.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that too.
Don't know the motivation, but regardless, dude got busted. This is a felony, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's more serious.
Yeah, so again, if you can make it through the day without stealing secret recipes, look at you, Colonel Sanders, 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay. Halloween is a week away. So, a couple things. One, we're going to launch into Horror Week next week. So that's kind of fun to think about, yeah?
Spooky stories.
But yeah, and then you probably are going to start seeing costumes popping up around your work, too. I don't know if anybody has ever gotten in trouble because of a Halloween costume at work, but there are some things to keep in mind from some HR experts, right?
Okay.
Talk to your manager or HR first, especially if this is your first Halloween at your current job, you know?
Okay, so just ask, hey, do you guys do this around here?
Yeah,
Do we dress in costumes?
Yeah, is this a thing, right? Make sure your costume doesn't interfere with your job. Like, if you can't sit down or you can't walk and your job requires you to do that or it's going to distract you.
One of my favorites is I've seen some reels of, like, I think it's usually like four people or six people that are dressed as roller coaster seats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they, like, you know, it looks like fake legs that are hanging over. You've got this huge, like, seat around you, and then you guys all move together like you're on a roller coaster. That's fun for a reel, but that would be really difficult at work.
And then make sure you check your calendar if you've got Zoom meetings or other work commitments that day. Plan around them or just don't dress up or do the business up top, party underneath type of thing. You can always bring a change of clothes. That's another tip from some HR people. So if you don't, even if you don't have any meetings, something still could come up and you may want to look a little bit more professional than be stuck in a costume dealing with a serious issue. And then always use common sense with the costume at work type of thing, right?
Yeah, none of the sexy ones. Like, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that could, yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's an awkward place to wear the sassy Red Riding Hood.
Right.
I have.
Right. Right. Nothing potentially offensive, things like that.
Yes.
If you have a question about it, then probably better just to skip it, right?
Right. Just, you know, go as a hot dog or call it a day.
Go as a hot dog or call it a day.
Or slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Those are pretty easy.
So I don't know if anybody got in trouble because of the Halloween costume you wore to work. Jen texted us and said, I went all out as a witch 1 year. Pointy hat, broom, fake wart, the works. My broom accidentally triggered the building's fire alarm.
Oh no. Oh no.
Said the entire office had to evacuate. Literally burned for that one.
Oh, gosh.
No pun intended.
Oh, Olivia wore a full-on cat costume.
Hey.
Ears, tail, whiskers, to what I thought was our internal costume day.
Okay.
Turns out our department had an unexpected visit from corporate. I had to give a quarterly report to the VP dressed as sexy Priscilla.
Meow.
Meow, indeed.
That goes back to the, hey, have a change of clothes. Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
So sexy Priscilla can take a pause. Kim says, I dressed as the 2007 Britney 1 year.
Uh-oh.
Shaved head, umbrella, the whole thing. Everyone laughed until my boss, who was a huge Britney fan, didn't.
Oh, gosh.
Said it was disrespectful to mental health journeys, had to issue a formal apology email.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
All right.
Ray says, I thought my inflatable T-Rex costume would make everyone laugh. Ray, that's a safe bet.
I was going to say.
Those are funny. Anything you do in that costume is funny.
That will make Kelly laugh 100% of the time.
It did until I tripped over a power cord. It took out three cubicle walls and knocked a monitor onto someone's lunch.
Oh.
Yeah, you do. There is some visibility issues sometimes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang it.
How did your costume get you in trouble at work? We'll get to one more here. Cindy said, my coworker and I dressed as Gomez and Morticia Adams.
That's cute.
Cute, right?
Sure, yes.
Well, it accidentally outed our secret office relationship.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
HR called us in for a little chat. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Wow. That's
okay.
You took the role a little too seriously, huh?
I was going to say, were we like kissing and calling each other lovey or whatever. Oh my gosh.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, have fun next week being Halloween week on 99.7 DJX. Sabrina Carpenter now. We'll get to group therapy coming up and feel-good stories on the way on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, is this Amber?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, so thank you, first of all, for allowing us to give you a call about the message you sent us. So kind of just walk us through what's happening.
Sure. So my fiancé's ex-girlfriend is just a nuisance in my life. And since we started dating 2 years ago.
Okay.
Like, she goes to the same church and college as us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would just kind of work itself out, but it's not. We got engaged, and it's gotten worse since we've gotten engaged. Like, his family isn't helping either because they still invite her to parties and events, which is super awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, that is super awkward. Like, yeah.
I mean, I get it. They adored her. Really, they thought she was the one for him, but that's just not how it is right now.
Yeah.
And I will say that they are sort of on the right. He did technically cheat on her with me. But he was planning to break up with her when we met and started hooking up. So it just took a little bit longer for her to be dumped.
It was a gray area. There was a gray area, an overlap,
yeah,
if you will.
I mean, right. I mean, it's his family adored her, and I think he was just worried about how his family would feel when he ended it.
Right.
Like, he didn't want them to be completely disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they thought she was going to be the perfect daughter-in-law.
Well, that's a tough situation for you, for sure.
That is tough, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just wants to keep everyone happy, but, like, I'm his fiance.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're kind of looking at you as like a homewrecker.
I mean, I guess that's probably what they're thinking, but like, they don't say that to me. They're not as open with me as they were with her.
You're Angelina Jolie and she was Jennifer Aniston is what you're telling me.
Wow, what a reference.
I'm just saying. It's still iconic. I know. Well, I'm trying to get in their headspace. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that one.
I'm trying to get into what they're thinking.
Trying to figure out how to fix it.
Thanks,
Amber allowed us to call her Kelly. She's going to hang up. We don't want this.
I want to know like how to get her to go away and how to convince his family that we're the ones that are meant to be, besides the bad timing.
Okay, so how is your fiance, what's his role in all this? Is he trying to make sure that he does his part in making sure that his family is aware, like, this is my forever, mm-hmm. She was my past, and you guys need to let that go and embrace, you know, my fiance?
Or do you guys just do what my family does and not talk about anything?
Pretty much that.
Okay, so he's not much help.
He's not, but it's not like he's actively going over and speaking with her at these parties and events that she's invited to. He kind of, you know, says something, you know, to his parents about it. Like, why did you do that? Like,
yeah,
come
he's
on.
Gonna feel awkward.
That is really weird.
Yes. I mean, he's in a really bad spot when they do that.
I mean, yeah, it's not easy for anybody. Like, I don't know why they do that.
Right.
And why does she go?
They love her.
Even if they would have invited me, like if my wife and I were to separate and her parents were to invite me to an event that I knew that my wife was going to be at, my ex-wife was going to be at, like, I'd politely decline.
Well, I'm sure she's probably hoping that, you know, he's going to realize his mistake and go running back to her.
That's probably the motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because she's always very proper with them.
Right. When you know, he sees that his family still loves her and he's just, I've made the wrong choice. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly brought it back around.
I'm trying to get everyone's headspace.
Yeah.
So we can try to figure out how best to move forward.
All right. Well, Amber, this, I mean, it is a complicated situation. I got to be honest. And love can be messy. And it sounds like that everything is good between you and your fiance now, but
that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Right.
But now it's just kind of like, I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, the ex can kind of fade off into the distance. But would love to know, and we're already getting text messages from listeners.
Yeah, do you have a wedding date set? Like, how soon is the wedding?
No, we don't have it set yet because we want to graduate first and get that settled.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we've got some time here, wiggle room to work with, you know, trying to just win them over to the idea that, listen, you guys are solid, this is your future, and hopefully they'll get on board.
All right, well, Amber, keep us posted. Like I said, if you want to hang out, we got a lot of people already chiming in, so.
Oh, yeah, you're not the first to be in this situation.
Kelly. Yeah. Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is it bad that we don't have a date yet?
No. I don't.
Okay. Because you're trying to get into everybody's headspace. So now I'm like, you're freaking me out a little bit.
No, like you finish school, do all that for, like, you guys are doing it the right way, for sure.
Okay.
And listen, I think Kelly's just jealous because you found love a lot sooner than she ever did.
You did. So. I had to wait until I was in my 30s. So you're ahead of the game in many ways. It's going to be fine. We're going to try to figure out a best way for you guys to get everybody on board with your love story.
You're making me nervous, Kelly.
No, it's going to be fine. All right. We'll work it out. We got a lot of very smart people who've been probably walked through this and can give you some good words of advice.
Well, I appreciate all of the help anybody can give us.
All right. Thank you, Amber. Appreciate you reaching out, and we'll try to help you out.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. I got to be honest. I don't think a lot of people are on board with the future of this relationship. But yeah, let us know what you think. 502-795-1997. Better yet, let us know if you've been in her shoes. And how did that all work itself out?
Okay. So Amy from Eminence, she's going to have some thoughts. She's got 20 plus years experience with in-laws.
All right. We'll find out what she has to say in her experience coming up on 99.70 JX. All right. We were talking to Amber just a little bit ago. Her fiance's ex-girlfriend still won't go away. Her future in-laws even love this woman.
I mean, I get it. They adored her. Really, they thought she was the one for him. But that's just not how it is right now.
Yeah, and there was a bit of a gray area, and I think that's probably part of it.
There was some overlapping. They see her as the homewrecker, apparently still does, and are holding out hope that the ex will enter the picture again because they keep inviting her.
Yeah. Now we have Amy. She had messaged us and she was like, hey, I have 20 plus years of experience with in-laws that never accepted me.
Ooh, she said I had to go no contact with his mom. He can do whatever, but the family drama has to be, you know, both of you on board.
Mm.
He has to back Amber up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's got to be like the very first thing that happens is he's going to have to get, I think, stronger with his family. Like, listen, I understand how you feel. I understand that you love my ex, but this is my future. She is who I am meant to be. I get that it was messy when we got together, but this is going to be my family and your family. So I hope you guys will get on board with that.
Now, Amy goes on and says Amber and her fiance will have to be on the same team always. Otherwise, walk away. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And so, like, just saying that the family will never be on board if her fiance isn't, if they aren't a full unit together. So, you know, and Brandy rolls in on Facebook and says, you're going to lose them how you got them is all I'll say. And we see a lot of that, you know, from people who are just like, well, you know, he's going to leave you for someone just the same way he left the fiance for someone else.
I get where people are coming from with that. But there, I'm sure, have been situations where this does result in a happily ever after.
I mean, a lot of people are saying it's kind of on him. Like, the onus is on him to make sure the family understands where you guys are. Look, you're not just boyfriend, girlfriend, you're engaged. So
that's
a little bit more of a commitment.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, on Facebook, she says he needs to tell his family they need to let go of the past. You're his future. You love Amber more. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eventually move on because they have to, even though it may take a while because, you know, hopefully they're going to understand that this could affect their relationship with him if they don't decide to make an effort and accept you.
Now, Amber, there is one more listener who rolled in on text and said, my husband of 25 years started our relationship just like that. And we're happily married with a daughter that we love dearly. So,
and they've been married for 25 years. So yeah, there 25 you go.
Years. So there's hope that this will happen. And maybe it just takes time. And it takes also your husband getting on board and really protecting what you guys have. So,
yeah. So just kind of take some of the comments on Facebook with a grain of salt. There are some that are going to say your relationship is doomed. But then you have, you know, our listeners on text saying, hey, 25-year marriage kind of started that way. It can work.
Yeah.
So, right. But yes, we need to get him on board, though. He's the key to pulling this all together. He's got to be the one to shut it down in inviting the ex to the things.
Like, yeah, that's got to stop.
That's got to stop. That's not going to be healthy for anyone. That's not letting his ex move on.
No, that's unfair to her.
She needs to move on with her life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make it clear with the ex. This is never going to, we are never, ever, ever getting back together. Play that song and then go to your family and say, listen, that is done. This is my future. I hope you guys get on board because we would love to have a relationship and I want you to see Amber for the way that I see her.
There it is. Kelly said it. All right.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Time to test Kelly on her.
Dude. Knowledge.
That's right. Kelly, how you feeling about this?
I mean, on my dude scale, I don't know if I'm at my dudest.
You're not at your dudest. You know what I should do? I should send you or give you a packet of the dude wipes that I have.
No. I think we're good.
You think we're good?
My husband would like for you to say, no, sir. I would like to stay. I want my wife to stay feminine. Thanks.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. But dude wipes are good. They're good for either feminine or masculine. It doesn't matter.
I'm good. Thanks, though.
All right, so we're going to test Kelly on her dude knowledge. These are all questions that are steeped in men and things that are geared towards guys.
Okay.
Things guys would typically gravitate towards. You ready? Question one. Geddy Lee throwing out the first pitch at the Toronto Blue Jays LA Dodgers game. What famous band is he a member of?
Is that Rush?
That is Rush. Good job.
Look at that. My husband's a big Rush fan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was like, wow. I was surprised. Good job, Kelly.
Right. You thought you were going to throw me off with that first one, right?
Good job.
Typically you would, but yeah.
Yep. What does having a V8 engine mean?
That is horsepower. Vroom, vroom. How fast? What? What does the V stand for? Is that what you're asking?
It's eight cylinders. It means it's eight cylinders arranged in a V shape in the engine.
Oh, okay, great. Right. But so also horsepower, right? That determines how fast and how peppy the car goes, right? You give me half a point.
It helps for high performance and power, yes.
Yes,
but specifically, it's the V-shaped cylinders.
You could ask me a V8 slow or fast. I would say fast. Powerful.
Question three, dude knowledge.
I get a half a point on that.
What beer boasts it as the champagne of beers?
The champagne of beers. Stella Artois? I don't know beers. I don't drink beer.
Every guy would know this. Miller High Life. The champagne of beers.
Oh, okay.
The champagne of beers. Come on, Kelly. All right. So far, you've gotten one right.
Yeah, the dude factor's not high today.
All right, dude knowledge. Question four. How many offensive football players are there on the field at the same time?
11.
Oh, good job.
Oh!
I was surprised, too. I was just as surprised as you are that you got that right. Wow.
Yay, me.
Good job, Kelly. All right.
If you were going to ask me to name offensive players, I'm done.
No. Just how many? Okay. You did great.
Thank you.
All right. The last question. This is
by the way, I know the quarterback is an offensive player.
Yes.
Right? Offense scores the points.
Kelly, no one likes a show off.
Okay, I'm just showing you I have a little knowledge.
All right. Last question, dude knowledge.
Yeah.
Another name for the standard reef knot is obviously a...
A standard reef knot?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the more common name for a reef knot? That's very standard knowledge for any guy.
Is this for people with boats? I don't understand. Is this Boy Scout knowledge?
What?
I was a brownie, if so. I didn't.
What's another name for the reef knot is what I'm asking.
Reef knot sounds like a nautical term. Another name for a reef knot.
Mm-hmm.
A slip knot. Also a
square knot.
Square knot.
Square knot. Very simple.
It looks like a square.
Square, yes, square knot. Oh. And when you tie it, it kind of looks like a square.
Is this boat knowledge? Is this for boaters?
It's just standard knot knowledge, Kelly.
It's standard knot knowledge?
Yeah, don't
Did
you know?
Did anybody else know standard. The standard knot
yes,
knowledge?
Yes, of course. All guys would know the guys, standard knot
okay,
knowledge.
All guys know the standard knot knowledge. Okay.
All right.
So you don't have to have a boat to know that
two
one?
Two out of five today, Kelly. Two out of five. All right.
Is this segment just simply geared to make me feel stupid? Because consistently, that's
no, there's plenty
does.
Of things on this show that are
oh,
geared to
great,
make you feel stupid.
Yes.
It's not just this.
Oh, you're right.
You're
that
right.
Was great.
All right, there you go. A little dude knowledge there for you, Kelly. Good job. Josh, you have a problem with my knot question.
Ben, I wanted to inform you that a reef knot is actually a boating term.
Yeah, it's also a square knot. That was the question.
Yes. But you also said that it is common dude knowledge, which it is not. That is a boating term completely.
Well, a reef knot and a square knot are fairly standard knots in the knotting world.
No, they're not. My son is in Scouts, and my wife is actually looking at the Scout handbook right now. And a reef knot is not mentioned in the Scouting handbook. So, no, that's not common knowledge.
She is not right.
Thank you.
That does not it does not take away from the fact that a reef knot and a square knot are the same thing. That was the question.
But he scoffs at your statement that everyone knows that.
They might be close to the same, but it is a nautical term on a boat.
All right.
Thank you. It is specialized knowledge, not everyone knows right. That is the point.
You know what? Doesn't matter. She still got it wrong.
All right. Later.
All right, see you, man.
Trollolo him. Don't you trollolo him. He was just rolling in to support the point that not everybody knew that.
Does
knowledge.
Everyone have to have a problem with every stinking question I ask on this program?
This week, yes. That has been a common theme. Listen, we're just trying to hold you to a higher standard. Just do better.
Hold me to a do higher better. Standard.
Do better. Make sure that your, quote, nude knowledge is more widespread. Commonplace. Don't know. Don't you troll about me.
Can't hear you, Kelly. Can't hear you. Taylor texting and Ben being roasted 2 days in a row on questions has me rolling. Yeah. What is it? What is it with this?
Listen, you know what? They root for the underdog. That's what it is. I'm always
so
the underdog.
I'm not
in that
the underdog
game.
In this equation.
No, no. Because then that game, I am the underdog, being that I'm okay. Not a dude.
Uh-huh.
They what people love an underdog story. They want to see the underdog triumph.
They want to see the underdog triumph. Well, you have one fan. His name is Josh.
Thank you, Josh, and his wife, who is literally going through the Boy Scout handbook.
I'm an Eagle Scout. I know knots. Knots are standard. It's fine.
Wait, is that Eagle Scout versus Boy Scout? Like is that shade that
no,
you're throwing at?
I'm an Eagle Scout.
I don't know more. See again, not common knowledge.
KNOT. All right. So, anyways, we're going to get to a. What are we doing? We're going to get to a feel good story coming up.
Yes, feel good story. Just bring it back around. And this is
Jenny said, "Oh man, Kelly, I normally have your back, but this guy came in hot, so." I got to go with Ben on this one.
Wait, because yeah. You thought he was too aggressive?
Yeah.
Listen, he was just fiercely defending the underdog.
He was way too aggressive. I my feelings got a little hurt. And so...
I love it.
That's funny.
I love everything that's happening here.
We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the show just to show you that, you know what, good happens in the world. Kelly K.
And good can come out of a crazy, scary situation.
Okay.
So the story starts 5 years ago. Kirsty rushed to help after spotting Ryan trapped underneath the car.
Yeah.
She had left swimming class. She saw this car's wheel flatten this guy's leg and, you know, tried to help him. He was banging wildly on the driver's side door, just trying to get the driver to move. She had no idea what to do other than just, like, comfort him for, like, 40 minutes while emergency services had to fight gridlock traffic just to get to him.
Mm.
And despite those horrifying circumstances, she remembered thinking,
he cute.
He cute. She cradled his head in her lap, checked to see if he was wearing a wedding ring. She could see his lower leg was pretty badly injured.
Yeah.
The driver had reversed back over it to free him.
Jeez.
But she reassured him everything's going to be fine. Ambulance got there. After all, he had to have reconstructive surgery on the ankle. But it was when he was in the hospital, he decided, you know what? I need to try to reach out and find the people that helped. So he put this post out on Facebook asking for witnesses to the accident to get in touch with him. And she saw that and reached out. They started dating soon after. Led to moving in together 4 years later. He popped the question.
Wow.
And during their wedding photos, they took one on the crosswalk where they first met.
Wow. Well,
look at that.
Didn't get hit this time, so that's good.
Yes. They looked both ways.
Okay.
Took the picture. It was great. And he said, you know what? I got a wife out of it. So
there you go.
However, you that just crazy way to meet your spouse. You can see their full story at on X at Ben and Kelly Show. We tweeted it.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I don't know if anybody ever gets those notifications from like a Nextdoor app or your Ring notifications where, you know, people are like around in your neighborhood asking questions in the neighborhood chat. I do.
I had the Nextdoor app and I left it because it kept giving me notifications from a neighborhood, but it wasn't my neighborhood. It was nowhere close. I'm just sticking with the neighborhood Facebook group. That's it.
Some of the comments can be kind of fun. So we thought, you know what? Let's see if we can spice it up a little bit.
You know what? It's always those noises. People ask about the noises.
They have to know about the noises.
They have to know about the noises. Like, does anyone else hear helicopters every night this week?
Oh. Mm. Helicopters.
What's that about?
What's that? What are the helicopters? There's something in the air.
What's up with the
helicopters? Does anyone know? Apologies to the little kid I startled this morning near Jeffersontown Elementary. You were bundled up, hat, earmuffs. I didn't think you heard me running until I sneezed.
Oh, no.
I felt so bad when you jumped and ran off towards school. Totally understandable.
Yeah, stranger danger.
I would have been startled, too.
Stranger danger. Yes, I don't know who you are. That was scary.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
100%. The kid did right, yes. Okay, from the noises to the smells.
You get the best ones.
Does anyone smell anything in the air?
Oh.
Like a metallic-y kind of smell?
Anyone else smell it? Sniff, sniff.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? We're just taking Nextdoor and Ring notifications, see if we can spice them up a little bit. Is it normal for a person to always eat the broken cookies, crackers, berries, or whatever first, so that the last to be eaten will be the beautiful, tasty ones?
Why?
Asking for a friend.
I mean, the answer is yes. Correct. I do that. 100%.
But why is it in a Nextdoor post?
I don't know. Maybe, again, someone's just testing out a little normal or no.
Just say, hey.
Like, you know what?
Hey, neighbor.
I've heard Ben and Kelly do thing, ask questions like that on their radio show. Why don't I toss that out here on Nextdoor?
Hey, neighbor.
Fireworks.
Oh.
What holiday occurs on October 20th that calls for a fireworks display? I think I know what neighborhood that's from. I drove by. I saw that. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, what's going on with the fireworks?
What is happening?
As I'm driving by.
Like,
is someone celebrating something? What just happened?
Why fireworks?
Right.
What's up with that?
It was a valid question. What's up with that?
All right. Next door, ring notifications. My husband and I haven't done anything together in a long time.
Oh, no.
Can we get some suggestions? For low cost / no cost activities this weekend?
Oh, I bet she got some suggestions for the no cost activities.
Why don't you stay in?
Hey, y'all. How about Netflix and chili?
Just a couple more. Can we make it spicy, these next door ring notifications?
This is why. Anyone recognize this door?
That's it.
Why are you asking that?
No picture, no nothing.
Why? Why are you asking? And no picture? Then the answer is no. No one's going to recognize that. I can make that easy for you.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with this door? Anyone
TIA.
Recognize?
Thanks in advance.
The TIA! Is that what that means?
Oh my God, you didn't know?
I had no idea. Thanks in advance.
Thanks in advance.
All right, one more. Last night, I had a fiery visitor. Said he was thirsty and wanted my beer.
What is that about? What? Why?
There was just a picture of a patio and a beer. I couldn't
That's
see anything else
no
in the photo.
To share with the neighborhood. Like, what is that? No. No, sir.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Trina rolls in on text with a valid statement. So, the elementary kid doesn't have a Nextdoor app, didn't see that apology.
Nope. I don't know what you were trying to accomplish. Shoot. Maybe the parent would see it and explain. Don't know.
What's up with that?
What's
Anyone
up with
hear
that?
Those helicopters?
TIA.
Thanks in advance.
Thanks in advance.
All right, there you are. Can we make it spicy? Those next door and ring notifications, always fun. 99.7 DJX.
Kelly says, what's up with that? Should be the name of the app.
Yeah, what's up with that? What's, anyone smell anything?
What's that smell?
Has anyone heard a loud boom?
What?
There's always a loud boom, too.
What holiday in October requires fireworks?
Fireworks. What's up with that?
Thanks in advance.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Hey, let's do some jokes, shall we?
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose again. We're Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun little trophy I have in my hand, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy. And
Can I
bragging
say something
rights.
About that? Can yeah, I say something about
sure,
that?
Sure, sure.
One of our coworkers popped in and was just like, oh, is that your Marconi? And went over to that trophy. And then,
yes,
oh, no.
This is the Marconi that our radio station just won.
Just, again, to describe it, it's
taped
got a
on label.
Taped on type label. And it's got a little like tabletop decoration inside the repurposed dance trophy that your daughter won many, many moons ago.
Yep.
So yes,
not the Marconi.
That's not the Marconi.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. You laugh, you lose. I believe, Kelly, you...
Yeah.
You lost last week. All right. It's all good.
I'm big enough to admit when I lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Jokes.
Here we go. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with a deep thought of the day.
Okay.
Deep thought of the day. Ben, when you clean out a vacuum cleaner, you indeed become a vacuum cleaner.
Deep thought. Kelly, I opened my water bill and electric bill at the same time today.
Ooh.
I was shocked.
Yes, you were. I bet you were.
Yeah.
I bet you were. Prices are high. Hey, Ben, I'm
washing
my car.
No, it was because electricity and water don't mix.
Also that. Okay, hey, Ben, I'm washing my car. My neighbor asked, you washing your car? I said, no, I'm watering it to see if a bus will grow.
Oh.
That's literally something my husband
Hey, Kelly, if there's a Jellystone Park...
Yeah.
That means there's a peanut butter stone park somewhere.
Is there? Is there?
Hey, boo-boo.
The big and the basket. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I strictly forbid my kids from watching orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
Too much sax and violins.
Oh, yeah. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly, what do you call a centaur with a limp?
What do you call a centaur with a limp?
An off centaur.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, you know karate?
I've heard of it.
Karate is just an aggressive way of making people smell your feet.
Ah, okay. Hey, Kelly, why does Piglet smell so bad?
Why does Piglet smell so bad?
Listen, because he plays with poo all day.
Yes, indeed. And Pooh is over there going, what did I do?
Okay. Oh. Did I just lose?
I think you did. Oh. I think you did on a technicality. Oh, you did. Oh, little ad-libs took you out.
This is... All right, well, let's stick a knife in this bit anyways. Wasn't going to be... None of my jokes were getting any better, so whatever.
Wait, I didn't even get to my one joke that I had a story behind because it was a personal... So one way to find out you're old is to fall down. If people laugh, then you're young. If they act shocked and panicked, then you're old. And this happened to me last night. I face planted at the school. It was after the play, and I'm walking through the row of chairs, right? I'm looking at my husband like, hey, let's get a picture with Ava in her costume, right? And somebody left a cane.
Blocking
the aisleway there. I didn't see it. I like went down in epic fashion. And everybody around goes, oh no.
Is she okay?
They panic. So does that
Did she break
I'm
a
old?
Hip? Did she break a hip?
Yes.
No.
I did injure my elbow.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Enjoy the trophy, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hopefully your hip is better.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm going to be sore today.
All right.
But thanks to everybody who was shocked and panicked because they saw me fell and then inadvertently called me old.
All right. You laugh, you lose. So a long time ago, we did a bit where we would drink on the air and have a police officer administer a breathalyzer just to show you the effects of alcohol and how quickly you can get to blowing over a legal limit.
Right. Yes. It's meant to be informative.
Yeah. Meant to be informative.
Make sure you're aware that, you know, that can happen sooner than what you may think.
Right. And what I didn't realize entering into this segment, back then was I would get the, well, you're already blowing over a legal limit and you've only got three beers in, you pansy.
Yeah, sure.
I'm getting roasted because apparently I'm a lightweight because I blow over after only having three beers. But I'm just saying that's something that you should keep in mind.
Aware of. Yes.
Yes. It's good information to have. So there is this guy that's getting a lot of attention online because he literally went to a police event where people get drunk to help cops train on how to administer those tests. DUI.
Oh, wow.
So cops want you to get hammered in front of them.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Here he is talking about it.
This is what they call a wet lab. They get a bunch of volunteers to come in and drink.
Terry, I need you to go have a double.
And so they get a double drink until they have the right BAC level according to the breathalyzer.
Yeah, blood alcohol content level. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
We'll see if any of the people who are drinking can pass the sobriety test. The guy who had the most to drink had 14 drinks over about 2.5 hours. Yeah, he didn't pass the test. Neither did anybody else. The cadets said that they would have arrested every single person who was in that room drinking if they were stopped on the side of the road.
Don't drink and drive. That's the important message.
The cops can tell.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
yes.
I didn't even think that like they have actual events where I mean that might be kind of cool to like go to a bar and let the cops, you know, buy you some rounds of beers and you know, get hammered in front of them.
Testing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as long as you got a good ride home and you're not
right,
like,
Uber,
all right,
Uber home.
Thanks, guys. And then
see you later.
See you later. Yeah, exactly. But
that's wild.
Yeah, we'll share it on Instagram. Like I said, he got a lot of attention for that. His handle is Mark Salinger on Instagram. And,
well, and then I'm sure there's got to be like parameters that the cops have to watch for as far as like, okay, what's considered failing, like the walking the straight line. If they stumble once, is that, you know, all of that. I'm sure there's.
Yeah, thankfully, I've never been in a situation where I've had to have a DUI test administered on me. Other than that,
I mean, you're in full control.
Yeah.
Of that.
Other than that controlled experiment that did, you know, on the radio a while ago. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. And you can see it. Like I said, we'll share it on our socials at Ben and Kelly Show.
I've never heard of these events around here.
I know, it's just like in a gymnasium. I know.
Yes.
It's kind of fun on 99.70 JX. Feel good story. All right, do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So an 80-year-old lady from Michigan became the oldest woman to hike the entire Appalachian Trail.
All right.
More than 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. She did it all after having her knee replaced, too.
Wow.
Her name's Betty.
Hi, Betty.
You see incredible parts of our country, things that you wouldn't see otherwise. So much wildlife. It's just... it's gorgeous. During the day, you dream of food, and you dream of, what can I get out of this pack? What can make it lighter? Because it's got to go up every mountain, and it's got to come down every mountain. You have to plant your feet, look at the view, and then move forward. Every step, you have to be focused. This life is a journey, and it may be a series of little journeys, or maybe just the whole life is a journey. And the bigger your efforts, the greater the reward.
Wait, how old is this woman?
80. She's 80.
Dang.
And so this is 2,200 miles across 14 states, climbing and descending the equivalent of 16 Mount Everests over 6 months. I mean, she spent 40 years as a teacher, was no stranger to an active lifestyle. Like, she took cross-country bicycling trips, extended hiking trips to the Canadian Rockies and Peru. So it's not her first rodeo doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
She was never married, no kids. She said no one was stopping her from taking on a hike through more than a dozen states. She says, as a consequence, you know, I don't have people hovering over me saying, I don't think this is a good idea. So she's like, for me, that was a whole lot easier.
Oh, wow.
She's like, I'll do what I want.
Okay.
And she did. It's quite an amazing story.
You
can do a deep dive into it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
Time for us setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do, right?
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing hundreds of stuffed toys from an amusement park, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
First the Louvre, now this?
Oh, dang it.
This is out of New York. This playground, it's the Playland Park, right? Now, authorities are looking for three guys. They know their faces. They know their build. They know their skin color.
Oh.
Cameras caught them full. Okay. Like, they weren't trying to disguise themselves. This Playland Park is just north of Manhattan, right on the beach. They got in. They pulled on. They pulled up in a boat.
Okay.
So they hopped a fence, cut a bunch of cables, crammed 200 stuffed animals into garbage bags and left. They also tried to like tip a photo booth off the boardwalk.
Oh,
sounds like these guys were like up to
just
no good,
causing mayhem to cause mayhem. Because let's be honest, like the stuffed animal quality.
Yeah,
at
an amusement park
is not the
great.
Highest.
No, it's not great.
They're about the cheapest of the cheap kind of toys.
I mean, maybe have. Yeah. So I mean, there's a ton of shots of them on security camera, including one where their faces are clear as day.
Okay, great. Oh, and even one was wearing a
Virginia Tech
hoodie.
Yeah.
What?
So,
wow. So, they probably need to take a course of how to break the law and not be detected.
I mean, maybe they felt some sort of way after the thieves in broad daylight broke into the Louvre and stole Napoleon's jewels. Yes,
yep.
Bold. And they were like,
they were emboldened themselves.
We
Let's go
do
that.
That. We can do that. But yeah, the cops are like, hey, by the way, these are what these guys look like. If
this
you know them.
This is going to get you into major trouble. They didn't stop to think about that at all. Obviously not.
Apparently not. Nope.
They're wearing logoed hoodies.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know if this is a case of them taking the 200 stuffed animals and giving them away to
orphaned kids. No, they're not going to do that. They were trying to tip over a photo booth. And just they were just causing mayhem.
All right, well then
to cause mayhem, this is not good.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over 200 stuffed toys from an amusement park,
don't do any of that. Don't do any of that.
Yeah. Even if you have the best of intentions, wanting to give it to orphaned kids, don't do it.
Yeah. Don't think that that was ever going to be the intention.
Probably not. All right. There you go. It's 99.70 JX. That song's going to be appropriate this weekend and next weekend as Halloween is fast approaching us here on 99.7 DJX. Next week's always a fun week. It's Halloween. What do we call it? Horror week.
Horror week.
Which, yeah, you've got to make sure that you pronounce the other R in that.
It's very dangerous.
Can get tricky. But everybody's got stories, and sometimes, you know, you hear some of the same stories, but well, sometimes I feel like we hear some of the same stories, but we never do. It's like we constantly get a new batch of stories of haunts, of weird things, anomalies that happen.
Unexplained things.
Stories of the unexplained. So that's going to be all next week on 99.7 DJX as we roll into Horror Week on 99.7 DJX.